The following program is transcribed.
Hello, are you with us? Time for the Charmer and the Dell. Well, baseball fans, all hot and bothered over who'll play in the World Series. Everybody fretting over getting in coal for the furnace this winter. And a lot of congressmen worried about getting elected again in 1950. Yes, sir, what with one thing and another, life is sure complicated and bothersome. But enough of that. Just you sit back and listen while Mutual brings you the enchanting style of Louise Carlyle, the Charmer, the songs of Handsome Larry Douglas, and I'm Bob Poole, one man who knows a great trio when he hears one. That's why I'm confident you'll enjoy the music of George, Arnie, and Bill, the Dell Trio. Scott novelty called The Toy Trumpet in play for us by the Dell Trio in that happy, bouncy style that makes folks go back to the Piccadilly Hotel time after time.
To the circus bar of the Piccadilly Hotel in New York City.
That's the ticket, Charmer. By the way, honey, I hear you making big plans for the new season.
Well, I have high hopes, Bob. I'm a gal who really appreciates opportunity.
Well, here's kind of a junior grade opportunity for you right now, Charmer. A wonderful song, a wonderful girl, and who knows, maybe some Hollywood tycoon will be listening to the enchanting style of Louise Carlyle.
If I ever love, for the love we knew.
You just wait till I'm a big producer, honey. I'll put your name in lights. Ah, that sure was pretty. Just as pretty as a 1949 automobile with white sidewall tires and a squirrel tail flying on the hood.
I agree with you as far as Louise's singing is concerned, Bob. But nobody puts those squirrel tails on cars anymore.
For your information, Mr. Larry Douglas, I had a squirrel tail on my last automobile, and I'll have a squirrel tail on my next one, so there. And as for you, you're here to sing, son.
Well, if you think you can spare a slice of that microphone, I'll do my best.
Lawrence, my middle name is Generosity. Yes, sir, Robert Generosity Poole. You just help yourself to all the microphone you need.
They say that we fall in love for a reason, and I believe it's true. It might be fun finding one little reason why I'm in love with you. Maybe it's because the kiss you gave me touched my heart and went right through. I can't tell you why. I only know that I fell helplessly in love with you. Maybe it's because the song we danced to told a story old and new. I can't figure out just why it came about or how I fell in love with you. I could say you're grand and therefore I care. But there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for you. I could say you're grand, and therefore I care for you so. But there is a why and wherefore, and I'd like to know. Maybe it's because the star I wished on made a certain wish come true. Or it just could be that you were meant for me, and maybe I was meant for.
Thank you, Lawrence. Say, I wouldn't be surprised if many a little girl's heart didn't go pit-a-pat a bit faster listening to those stirring tones. Well, you and Louise have yourselves a brief recess now as the Dell Trio gets a workout with a medley of three top tunes from a top Gershwin show of 1930, Strike Up the Man. And while the Dell tosses off his musical mixture, I'll get out my scrapbook of little-known facts and fancies to see what made 1930 tick.
Thank you.
Got a crush on you soon, and I mean to say, from Strike Up the Band, copyrighted by George Gershwin in 1930. Now, you might say Strike Up the Band was one of the few good things about 1930, if you wanted to remember how tough those times were for most folks. But we're not going to worry you ahead with those weighty matters on this program, remember? So let's see the lighter side of what went on 19 years ago. I guess the most read critic was Robert Benchley, who gave us something to laugh about in a year that wasn't very funny.
Oh, Benchley was wonderful, Bob. I remember his movie shorts.
He sure was, Charmer. Well, I could go on and on with names we knew so well then, but we'd better get back to Strike Up the Band and call on you, honey, for Gershwin's great ballad success from that show.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
Wonderful charmer, wonderful. It is nice to sing of the man I love, as I've heard in all 19 years since that song was born. Now to top our tunes from Strike Up the Band, let's get George, Arnie, and Bill front and center once again for the title song from the show. A rousing, heartwarming, pulse-pounding march, Strike Up the Band. And that ties a red ribbon around the score of Strike Up the Band from the year 1930, when dollar bills were longer and skirts were just getting to be longer, too.
Well, style is mighty important, Bob.
Yep, I guess you're right about that, Larry. Like the way gals go for a new song.
Sure. Take this one, for instance. It's a nice new number called Sleigh Bells and Church Bells, and I'll bet it makes a big hit this winter.
Well, slip into your snowshoes, Larry, and give us a few rings of Sleigh Bells and Church Bells.
Sleigh bells and church bells will ring out merrily some Sunday not too far away. Sleigh bells and church bells will ring in harmony, the same as our hearts will that day. I like winter, she likes winter, when everything's aglow. Come on, winter, just begin to snow, snow, snow. So sleigh bells and church bells will ring out merrily for my sweet someone and me. Thank you. I like winter, she likes winter, when everything's aglow. Now come on, winter, just begin to snow, snow, snow. So sleigh bells and church bells will ring out merrily for my sweet someone and me.
Say, I wouldn't be surprised if you're not right about that song, Larry. Gee, that was real pretty. And I reckon we'll be hearing more of sleigh bells and church bells, because it seems like a natural for around Christmas time.
And right this minute, it's duet time.
Well, ma'am, you touch my little old heart. This is my time to shine. Yes, ma'am, this is my time to howl.
Oh, brother.
Now, don't start that again, Larry. Bob's been doing better every week. I think he can really sing.
Well, we've sure tried to teach him.
And my lesson for today, students, is a sprightly selection in which I will perform the basso profondo.
The what?
I don't know. Well, it's something I saw on a Metropolitan Opera program.
Listen, laddie boy, leave the Met to Pinza. You stick to us, and you'll do all right.
That's what I say.
All right. In the words of the bard, lead on, Mac Carlyle.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk.
Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk.
I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart. I know a girl who declined, couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold,
coming home from
an old-fashioned walk.
Hey.
Huh?
Where's the MacPool?
I don't know, but I hope he's lost.
Oh, there he is. Oh,
yeah.
What's the matter, Bob?
Oh, Louise, I'm tired of this walking. Can't we go for a ride, honey?
Some couples go for a buggy ride when they start caring a lot.
Others will bicycle side by side out to some romantic spot.
But when you haven't to sue, well, there's only one thing to do.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk.
Well, I'm just bursting with talk.
What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park.
Down a lane where it's dark.
Why, sure.
A heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk.
I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
There's nothing like walking and having a heart-to-heart. I know a girl,
who declined.
Couldn't make up her mind. She was wrapped up and sold, coming home from an old-fashioned walk. Take a stroll through the park,
down a lane where it's dark,
and go for an old-fashioned walk.
I'm tired.
Once again, I'm sure grateful to you, Louise and Larry. The folks listening had as much fun as I did. They're happy, too. And no matter how I sounded, I always know I'm safe when I use the Del Trio for a chaser. Yep, they're a surefire pepper-upper, and you'll never know what I mean until you hear these rhythm rascals in their own performance of that traditional American folk song, The Bugle Call Rag. Thank you. That looks like the end of this daisy chain for now, and we sure have enjoyed our part of this weekend get-together, as we all hope you have. This is Bob Poole speaking for the charmer, the enchanting style of Louise Carlyle, the singing of handsome Larry Douglas, the Del Trio, George and Arnie and Bill.
The preceding program was transcribed earlier for your enjoyment at this time. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.